Greg and I have been preaching sermons this fall under the overall title, Living the Good Life, and examining what that means from an aspect of our Christian faith. To live the good life doesn't mean what the rest of the world thinks it is, but how do we live good and purposeful lives? When we planned the series back early in the fall, the topic for today was marked to be compassion, and seems ever appropriate at this moment. And also the golden rule was the scripture lesson we're going to be looking at. There's a lot about the golden rule that the children also shared with us this morning, some of their takes on that and interpretations, which was extremely fascinating. The golden rule is found in two of the books of the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and in Luke chapter 6, in the verses 32 to 36. What's interesting is that in Matthew, when Jesus is speaking to the people, that section of the Bible is called the Sermon on the Mount, because Jesus is speaking from up on the mountain. And in Luke, they call it the Sermon on the Plain, because in Luke, Jesus has come down from the mountaintop and is mingling among the people down on the plain, on the flat land. So we see this golden rule movement of it from the highest places to the lowest. I think there's just sort of an interesting concept there as well. So I'm not going to read all the passages that the verses that surround this golden rule, but I encourage you to do that on your own, both from Luke chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 7. But I'm just going to read you a glimpse of each of these as they're found in all our gospel writers. So would you join with me in prayer? Send, O Lord, your Spirit upon us all, and silence in us any voice but your own, that in hearing your word we may become your glad and faithful people. For we do ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Matthew we read, Jesus said, "In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets." And in Luke chapter 6, just going to read a few extra verses where this is the context of this. "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much good again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And do it to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I feel compelled to begin my sermon on compassion by speaking briefly about the horrible tragedy that unfolded at Fort Hood just a few short days ago, because it's on most of our minds, and how could it not be so? When a trauma of this magnitude strikes so close to home, it's impossible not to be rattled by shock, horror, and disbelief. The more we learn about the victims, the more we grieve. The pregnant woman just returning from a tour of duty in Iraq. The Army reservist who spent 20 years helping elderly victims of abuse and neglect. The young man who hoped one day to go to college and study musical theory. When we see this and when we hear these stories, we are filled to overflowing with compassion for all those killed or injured and for their families. We'd have to be hard-hearted not to be heartbroken for those who are suffering such unfathomable loss. Both President Obama and Texas Governor Rick Perry spoke similar words in response to what happened, saying that in this tragedy, as in all tragedies, what we see is the worst and the best of human nature. The worst, a senseless act of violence that ends human life, and yet the best, the outpouring of compassion that can flow from the human heart. So there's that tension in our world between what brings out the worst and what brings out the best in the same experience. It felt rather ironic to me then, thinking of this, that the sermon topic for today, chosen all those months ago, happened to be compassion and the scripture lesson, the Golden Rule. Now, I thought it would be an easy sermon to write, and it's been anything but. You know, it seems so simple on the surface, this Golden Rule, the words we find Jesus saying to his disciples in both Matthew and Luke. Treat other people like you want to be treated. Be kind because you want people to be kind to you. But if the Golden Rule were so simple, there'd be no reason to preach about it. And if it were easy, we would have mastered the concept by now. The Golden Rule has been around forever. It was not a new concept to the crowds of people listening to Jesus on what I imagine to be a beautiful summer day. In fact, the Golden Rule doesn't even originate with Jesus. It is one of the common principles of behavior in ancient Greek philosophy, and it's found in religious traditions from over the centuries and across the board. Never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself, Confucius said, 500 years before Jesus was born. One should never do that to another which one regards as injurious to one's own self, is stated that way in Hinduism, which is the oldest and now the third largest major religion in the world. And even though the actions of that lone gunman at Fort Hood have caused many people to erroneously state that it was the man's Muslim faith that led him to do what he did, Muhammad, the founder of Islam, wrote, "Hurt no one, so no one may hurt you." The Golden Rule is as much a foundation of Islam as it is of Christianity. And so the actions of that soldier at Fort Hood violate his religion in equal measure to our own. When Jesus spoke about doing unto others as we would have them do to us, the words echoed back to the days of Moses when God said, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The Golden Rule is the Golden Rule, not just for Christians, but for all people. The Golden Rule is the hinge that holds people accountable for the well-being of everyone else. And if we were to sum up the Golden Rule in one word, that word would be compassion. In a nutshell, compassion. The word compassion is derived from the word passion, which has a very different meaning from our modern-day use of the word to describe intense emotions. Passion literally means to suffer. And compassion means to suffer with. When we feel true compassion for another person, we literally suffer with that person. Compassion is painful, heartbreaking, intense. Compassion is anything but easy. Greg and I spent 2 weeks this summer at the Chautauqua Institute, an amazing conference center in western New York State. One of the speakers we heard was a woman named Karen Armstrong. Karen is British, so simply listening to her speak was a delight. But along with her musical enunciation of the English language, she is a brilliant theologian, historian and writer. She spoke about compassion. It is her firm belief that true compassion has the power to change the world. In 2008, Armstrong received the TED Prize. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. The prize is awarded annually to three exceptional individuals who each receive $100,000, but along with that, and much more important, the granting of one wish to change the world. Karen Armstrong's wish, stated to the organizers of the event, was this: "I wish that you would help with the creation, launch, and propagation of a charter for compassion, crafted by a group of leading inspirational theories from the three Abrahamic traditions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and based on the fundamental principles of universal justice and respect." The Charter of Compassion is founded on, you guessed it, the Golden Rule. In Armstrong's words, the Golden Rule requires that we use empathy and moral imagination to put ourselves in others' shoes. We should act toward them as we would want them to act toward us. We should refuse, under any circumstance, to carry out any actions which would cause them harm. Not so easy to carry out. The three basic parts of this charter is learn, act, and share. The whole purpose of this charter, the words of which will be unveiled on November 12th, is to serve as a yardstick, or I like to think as a ruler, against which we can measure our behavior, teach others about compassion, and hold people accountable, including ourselves, for being people of compassion, to inspire, promote, encourage compassion as a way, in fact, the only way to transform this broken world. As of November 12th, you can log on to the Charter's website and read stories of compassion. Find out how people of different cultures and faith all over the world are seeking to be people of compassion. You can even send in stories of your own. And I would like to see how many stories of compassion we can collect among our WPC family. So when you hear a story of compassion, when you experience compassion yourself, when you engage in an act of compassion, let me know. I will collect the stories and I will share them with the rest of the congregation. That's one way we can be part of this charter of compassion. Start our own chapter on how about it. Just to get us going, I'm going to share a story that was in the Chicago Tribune a few weeks ago. One day last winter, Barbara Thomas, a woman in Brookfield, Illinois, discovered that one of her tenants, James Love, was on kidney dialysis due to the long-term effect of a genetic illness with which he was born. Mr. Love's failing kidneys caused him years of excruciating pain and made it impossible for him to work anymore, despite having a wife and six children to support. As soon as Mrs. Thomas learned that a kidney transplant offered Mr. Love the only possible way to get off dialysis and ultimately to save his life, she decided to find out if she would be a match. And despite all odds, she was. So Mrs. Thomas, who is a mother of three children herself, took 6 weeks off work, unpaid, and underwent surgery, giving Mr. Love one of her kidneys. Both patients did great with the surgery, and they are now recovering. Mrs. Thomas says she believed God wanted her to give that kidney. That's how she explains it. And Mr. Love responds with, "I really believe God was guiding her heart and establishing an everlasting bond between us. This woman is literally my sister now. Now, you have to read almost the whole article before you are told that Mrs. Thomas is white and Mr. Love is black. And that didn't matter at all to Mrs. Thomas. She saw a person in need, and she responded with compassion. She followed the golden rule, and she saved a man's life. It's a wonderful story for so many reasons. One, because it's true. Two, because it's just a beautiful example of compassion. And three, because let's face it, there's far too much racial division in our world. So a story that transcends those divisions is all the more poignant. Well, we can all hope that someday such a story won't even make the news. One, because such stories will be true of all people. Two, because compassion will be an everyday occurrence. And three, because we won't even notice the differences between us anymore. Well, that day may seem like a long way off, but why should that excuse us from trying to hurry it up a bit? We don't all need to run out and donate our kidneys, but inch by inch by inch, we can each try to live the golden rule. And we can start with small but ever so important steps. Speak to one another with respect. Be attentive to the tone of voice you use, even with your own family, especially with your own family. Refrain from harmful gossip and refuse to find joy in the failings of others. Rake your neighbor's leaves instead of complaining about his messy yard. Listen instead of talking all the time. Step into your teenager's shoes for a day. Or teenager, step into your parents'. Just switch shoes altogether if you have to. Hey, go barefoot if that's what it takes. Instead of swearing at the person who cuts you off in traffic, say a prayer for them. Maybe they're having a really bad day. Maybe they're just being a jerk. But why should that ruin your mood? When someone speaks a hateful word to you, refuse, refuse, refuse to speak a hateful word in return. I mean, aren't there enough hateful words out there already? The writers of that TED prize say, every so often, it makes sense to emerge from the trenches we dig for a living and ascend to a 30,000-foot view where we see to our astonishment an intricately connected whole. You know, maybe this charter for compassion is just a crazy idea. Maybe it will never work. Maybe the charter will never even get out of the trenches and off the ground, let alone fly. But we will never know unless we try. Pray with me. Oh Lord, from the beginning of time, we have been called to treat other people as we all should be treated, to not return evil for evil, to speak words of kindness and grace, to reach out beyond divisions that seek to divide us. Since the beginning of time, we have been called to live this golden rule, and we have not found a way to do it, but we're going to try. With the grace of Christ guiding us and filling us, we are going to try, because we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the world, and most of all, oh God, we owe it to you. Make us people of compassion, so that your light may shine in all the world. Make us people of hope. These and all the prayers of our hearts we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, and let all God's people say, Amen.